Models of China's high-speed trains are on display from China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation, one of the participants of this year's trade fair. Zhou Li, head of the Science and Technology Department of China Railway, says the trains can bear extreme temperatures.
The most remarkable feature of the train is that it is designed to operate in temperatures ranging from minus 40 degrees Celsius to 40 degrees Celsius. The carriages are protected against heat loss and have a water system where water can be heated. This protects against the harsh weather the carriages may encounter in Russia.
China National Nuclear Corporation has also introduced the third generation of its proprietary nuclear power generator at the fair. In the high-end manufacturing and high-tech industries category, Chinese information technology company Inspur, the developer of the world's fastest supercomputer Tianhe 2, is exhibiting at the fair. The company's vice president Huang Gang says Russian enterprises have expressed interest in buying their equipment.
We brought these products to Russia in order to fuel the development of the internet industry in this country. Our cloud computing and supercomputing products can help implement our country's One Belt and One Road initiative with digital support.
There are also a great number of exhibitions of aerospace, shipping, and electronic technology being held at the China Pavilion. In the meantime, China's Silk Road Economic Belt strategy to boost trade and cooperation in Eurasia has been a major focus of discussion at the event. Russian firms at the fair have expressed that more opportunities for cooperation between China and Russian companies have been fostered. Evgeny Brajin, deputy director of Euro Mining and Metallurgical Company, says not only Russia but also Central Asian countries will benefit from these new bonds formed.
China and Russia as neighbors had close relations in the past and continue to be close in the present. I think Russia and the Central Asian countries will increase their collaboration with China in the future. I also think China and Russia will have better comprehensive cooperation in the future.
The International Industrial Trade Fair is Russia's largest industrial exhibition and has been held annually for the past 5 years. The event will last until Saturday. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.